Good morning, everybody, and very great welcome to what this beautiful venue, a circular venue, one where we can have a round conversation where everybody gets to contribute, which means I shall walk with the microphone among you and you can all have your say. So this is a very, very exciting event for us. The biggest private sector. What place for the formal economy in the green and inclusive growth? Okay, so just who we are. First of all, IIED, International Institute of Environment and Development, the GEC, the Green Economy Coalition, WIEGO, Women in Informal Employment, WIGO. Thank you, Marty. And C4, have I pronounced that one right? International Forestry Research Centre, OECD, Sahel and West Africa Club. So a very unusual number of partners coming together. And we're delighted that we've all brought our communities and different participants here today. My name is Oliver Greenfield, and I am the convener of the Green Economy Coalition, which means bringing people together for rich conversations. I do the opening address, which is a slightly uncomfortable mix of towering rhetoric and health and safety advice. I'll get to the towering rhetoric soon. This is the first ever green economy and informality event together, bringing those two together, those two communities together. And why is that important? I think predominantly in the room there are mostly people who are experts on informality, but smattered among you there are some people that are working on green economy. Can I just do a show of hands? Who's working on informality? Who's an expert on informality? Okay, thank you. Who's an expert on green economy? Okay, so who's working on both? Okay, good. Then we shall rely on you to build the bridges. Why is this an important session? Okay, so we see in the run-up to Rio, green economy was put on the agenda. Green economy went through the Rio event. Now we see up to between 40 and 60 countries around the world starting to take much more seriously green economy planning. Most of them driven by resources, by insecurities on natural resources, but also from climate change. Paris has started to catalyze that bigger and bigger movement. We see some very interesting organizations, OECD, IMF, World Bank, powerful institutions getting behind the term green growth. And we know to meet the climate commitments, there will be an economic restructuring in the next 10 to 20 years that is deep structural. Our energy systems, our climate, our food systems, our transport systems, our infrastructure systems. The biggest economic transformation in our lifetimes will be required in the next 10 to 20 years. We say to you, it would be a lost opportunity if we didn't take that economic reform agenda and make sure it works for everybody. Make sure that we take everybody with us. Yet, when you look across the green economy and greener growth agendas, what mention of informality is there? Very, very little. So there is a huge elephant in the room. The biggest private sector, the informal sector, is not yet adequately represented in that conversation. We have to make sure that we are clear, what does it mean for those people? How do they get a stake in this new economy that is emerging very, very rapidly? That's what we are absolutely tasked with. Take that opportunity. Just so that you know who we are, three years ago, you would have heard the term green growth. Okay? Now, wherever you go, you hear inclusive green growth. Okay? It has changed. That tiny little word, inclusive, is on the front of all green growth analysis. Yeah? That is a doorway that we have put there. And that doorway is an opening for us to have the conversation about what this means for everybody that has been excluded from the old economy. That moment has been created. We have an opportunity to bring our stakeholders to the table and say, this is what works for us. This is what will work for our informal sectors. This is how we get a better stake, a better livelihood. That conversation is open. We have to take it. So today is about making sure that we are ready to walk through that door, sit at the table and say, this is what will work for our stakeholders. We have a fantastic packed agenda. Marty Shen from WEGO is going to lead us off. Then we're going to have five different conversations looking at informality. We are going to look at them across the different perspectives. We're going to look at informal rural. We're going to look at timber. We're going to look at artisanal mining. We're going to look at urban. You're going to get a snapshot of what those stakeholders, what the lives they lead, the actions they have, the challenges they face. And all the time, there are two questions we want you to think about in your tables. The two questions are here. What does success look like? What does it look like if these people get a stake at that table of economic reform? What will come out of it? What does success look, what does better livelihoods look like for those stakeholders? Capture that. Let's keep an image in our heads growing of what success looks like. The second question is what needs to be done. Now, many organizations are working on this agenda. So many of you will go back and carry on with your activities, and we applaud you for that. What needs to be done is focused about what we need to do together. What are we going to find together? So during the day, if you don't find your conversations being represented, come up and stick your ideas on this route, on these boards. What does success look like? What needs to be done? After every single intervention from our panelists, we will have a 15-minute conversation about those questions at table. So you can start to internalize what you've heard. Think about what does success look like in the context of this economic reform agenda. What needs to be done in the context of your stakeholders and the economic reform agenda? Okay, so we're doing that every 15 minutes. Then we have two plenaries throughout the day. The first, a short plenary on capturing a collaborative vision of what success looks like, and then towards the end of the day about what needs to be done. At the end of this, my colleague Steve Bass from IID will attempt to synthesize our conversations and get us into a place where we've kind of come to some conclusions. Okay. There are some lovely photos on the wall. This is an exhibition that will grow. There will be drinks after this from 5 p.m. amongst the photographs. Please keep to your tables because hopefully we can create deeper conversations throughout the day with the colleagues that you're with. You know the usual, please turn off your phones. This is the most important conversation we're going to have today. We have a lot to get through, so please keep to time. We're going to be quite rigorous on that. Tweeting, apparently there is a tweet, if you're hashtag, that's thank you, Emily, don't show my age, there's a hashtag. So tweet away, and then the towering rhetoric over, this is the health and safety advice, the toilets are to my left and to my right. The fire alarm, if it goes off, apparently someone will come in and save us and take us out that door. So that was it on health and safety. We are going to have a fantastic day. I'm going to call on Marty Shen to lead us in the first conversation.